Thank you for joining me on our weekend edition of Daily Dish. In today's episode, I will be bringing you the week's top stories in the world of technology, sports, politics, and entertainment. Which female rapper will receive the MTV Video Vanguard Award? Stick around to find out that answer on today's episode of Daily Dish.
There's no way in the world, if anything's meaningful and truthful, that you're not going to offend someone. You've got to be able to say what it is, say how it is, and take the consequence.
Digital cameras are one of the few devices that don't connect to the internet, which means you'd think that they'd be immune to things like hacks. But researchers have discovered that some DSLRs and mirrorless cameras are actually vulnerable to ransomware attacks, of all things. Once in range of your camera's Wi-Fi, a hacker could easily install malware that would encrypt your valuable photos unless you paid for a key. This particular issue affects most of Canon's cameras lineup, from the EOS 70D to the mirrorless EOS R. It might not be just limited to Canon, so you should check with your camera's manufacturer to make sure that you're not vulnerable as well. American gymnast Simone Biles won the all-around title at the U.S. Gymnastics Championship on Sunday, making this the sixth time she's taken home that title in the last 7 years. She's also unleashed two moves that no gymnast has ever done in competition before. Biles' first history-making moment of the weekend came on Friday when she ended her beam performance with a double-double dismount. Then on Sunday during her floor exercise, Biles became the first gymnast to land a triple-double, two flips, and three twists cleanly in competition. The New York Times demoted a high-ranking Washington editor on Tuesday in response to his serious lapses in judgment on social media. Jonathan Wiseman, who joined The Times in 2012 and most recently served as deputy Washington editor, sparked multiple outrages on Twitter in recent weeks. He deleted a July 31st tweet implying that two congresswomen of color weren't really from the Midwest and that Representative John Lewis, the Alabama-born civil rights leader, wasn't from the Deep South. Critics are taking issue with the claim that Amazon Music Unlimited is growing faster than Spotify. Music Business Worldwide has determined that Amazon grew more percentage-wise, 70% year-over-year versus Spotify's 32%, but it was well behind in terms of raw subscriber numbers. Spotify hit the 100 million subscriber mark by adding 25 million premium members between its March 2018 and March 2019 quarters. That's just about double the 13 million Amazon added over a similar period. That rate held up in the second quarter, where Spotify's 108 million total subscriptions represented another jump of 25 million. Missy Elliott, one of the most iconic players in the history of music videos, will receive the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at the 2019 MTV Video Music Awards. Elliott has been a powerhouse on the music video scene since 1997, when she sported a trash bag in her music video, The Rain. What's interesting is that this will be her first performance at the VMAs since 2003. In addition to this great news, Elliott became the first female rapper ever inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame earlier this year. That is all the news I have for you on today's episode of Daily Dish. I hope you got your fill of what's happening in the world, and I look forward to bringing you another one soon. And thanks for subscribing. Please feel free to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or whatever other social media you can think about. The name is Saintel Daily. And please subscribe at youtube.com/SaintelDaily. That's SaintelDaily. Saintel Daily. See you next time.